It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Five planets in alignment? Now that's some March Madness. Tomorrow, on Tuesday, March 28th, five planets will be visible near the western horizon within about 30 minutes after the sun sets. And if your local sky conditions are clear at sunset, just find the moon and then you can scan the sky nearby to find the five planets. You'll be able to see Mercury and Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Uranus bunched all closely together. A good set of binoculars will really help too. Now, this astronomical phenomenon does not happen very often, but the year 2023 is a very rare one, as we'll be treated to yet another five-planet show in just a few months. Come June 16th, Mercury, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune will be available for viewing in middle June. Now, based on this weekend's sporting events, June's second planetary alignment might produce a very unusual NBA Finals in the middle of June. Throughout history, the effects of the full moon have been blamed for any number of odd occurrences. Police departments often state that crime statistics tend to peak and odd occurrences happen more during full moon events. I wonder what oddities were being caused by having the gravitational pull of a quintet of planets lined up in a row recently. Let's consider this weekend's sporting events. Example number one, the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Can you remember a more topsy-turvy men's basketball March Madness event? I can't. If you selected your March Madness bracket with at least one number one seed, or at least a few number twos, or maybe at least a number three seed advancing into the Final Four in Houston for this coming weekend, well, guess what? You're out of luck. After this past weekend's wild and crazy action, there will be three teams in Houston making their very first Final Four appearance. And the last time that oddity happened was back in 1970. Ninth-seeded Florida Atlantic from Conference USA, number 5 seed San Diego State from the Mountain West, and number 5 seed Miami from the ACC are all making their very first appearance on the biggest national stage this Saturday evening. The number 4 seeded University of Connecticut from the Big East Conference rounds out this year's finalists. The Huskies have won the men's basketball tournament on four different occasions in 1999, 2004, 2011, and 2014. And speaking of their lucky number fours, UConn has yet to play even one tight contest in any of their first four games of this year's NCAA tournament. But I suspect that their improbable run of having four straight breezes is going to come to an end in Houston sometime this weekend. On Saturday night in Houston's cavernous NRG Stadium, Florida Atlantic will lead off the Final Four against San Diego State in the opening game, which will tip off at around 5:10 Central Time on CBS. The nightcap will feature UConn and Miami at around 8 p.m. Central. Now the 35-3 Florida Atlantic Owls have no fear of playing these higher seeds. Starting the tournament as a surprisingly poor number 9 regional seeding, they now have defeated a number 8 seed in Memphis, number 16 Fairleigh Dickinson, which happened to just beat number 1 seed Kansas, number 4 Tennessee, and number 3 Kansas State. Does anyone think that FAU is going to be shaking in their boots considering playing the number 5 seeded San Diego State Aztecs? Me either. And meanwhile, San Diego State did take down number 1 seed Alabama in round number 3. The 31-6 Aztecs' defensive intensity has allowed opponents just 57 points per game on average through the four games of the tournament. Saturday's opponent, Frantic Atlantic, as I like to call the Owls, features a freewheeling offense and three-point shooters galore. The defense of San Diego State versus the offense of Florida Atlantic is going to make that matchup a dandy. Now, the most hated team in the state of Texas right about now is the University of Miami. The number 5-seeded Hurricanes took down Houston's favorite local team, the number 1-seed University of Houston, last Friday night. Then 2 days later, the 29-7 Hurricanes then had the audacity of beating yet another Texas fan favorite, number 2-seed University of Texas, on Sunday evening. The University of Miami is responsible for causing thousands of Houston and Texas basketball fans to go out and sell their Final Four tickets early this week, most likely causing them to take a financial hit.
Sell, sell, sell.
The Canes will definitely be wearing the black hats in Houston come Saturday night. The 29-8 Connecticut Huskies round out the group, and they did dodge a bullet this weekend. On Saturday night, the Huskies faced number 3, Gonzaga. The leading scorer in the entire NCAA men's basketball tournament, Drew Timmy of Gonzaga, committed 2 very quick fouls during the opening 2 minutes of the second half against UConn, and he had to sit down with 4 fouls. And at that point, UConn's 10-point lead quickly exploded to 25 as the Zags' offense completely stagnated without their team leader on the floor. It was game, set, and match to UConn, and the Huskies are going to face Miami in Saturday's second national semifinal game. Here's another example of last weekend's weird alignment of those planets. The city of Shreveport dominated pro golf on Sunday. That's right. Turning our attention to professional golf, this weekend's 5-planet alignment was extremely good to 2 professional golfers hailing from the city of Shreveport. PGA golfer Sam Burns and his mentor David Toms both won professional golf events by wide margins on Sunday afternoon. Facing the PGA Tour's number 1 golfer, Scottie Scheffler, in his home state of Texas during the semifinals of the 5-day Dell Match Play event, Sam Burns prevailed in extra holes to beat the reigning world number 1 player and advance into Sunday's finale. While thousands of Austin, Texas golf fans decided to hurry on home and watch their beloved Longhorns lose to Miami's basketball team Sunday, Sam Burns, who attended Calvary Baptist High School in Shreveport and played for LSU, turned on the heat Sunday to win his final match against Cameron Young. Burns birdied 8 of 10 holes to close out his match, leading by 6 with just 5 holes to go on Sunday. In addition to earning his 5th PGA Tour victory, Sam Burns carried home a check for $3.5 million in this grueling 5-day event. Over in Southern California on Sunday, this week's Champions Tour Senior Pro event saw Shreveport resident David Toms, who also played college golf at LSU, win for the 2nd time in the past 3 events. DT shot a 7-under par 65 on Sunday and breezed to a 4-shot win at Mission Hills Country Club, which is best known as the longtime former home of the Dinosaur LPGA event. This was the 4th Senior Tour win by David Toms. It's hard to believe that David Toms is 56 years old. What are the chances that 2 Shreveport golfers, both playing collegiately at LSU, would win on the same Sunday in March? Yep, I think that's proof of the work of that 5-planet alignment. Need more proof? Speaking of LSU, Coach Kim Mulkey's Lady Tigers won both of their games in the women's NCAA basketball tournament over the weekend. The number 3-seeded LSU took down number 2-seed Utah on Friday night, and then they dispatched number 9-seed Miami of Florida on Sunday to lead the Tigers into the women's Final Four this weekend in Dallas, Texas. LSU is now 32-2 on the year and is going to face the winner of Monday night's game tonight in Seattle between number 1-seeded Virginia Tech and number 3 Ohio State. LSU's game against that winner will be played in the Women's Final Four in Big D, Dallas, Texas. This marks LSU's first trip to the Women's Final Four in 15 years. And if they should win the semifinal game, the LSU Lady Tigers are going to appear in their very first championship game in program history. Does anyone want to bet against this LSU women's basketball team on a week where the 5-planet alignment is happening? Not me. Get outside and enjoy Tuesday night's twilight show in the western skies featuring Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Uranus all lined up for your astronomical delight. And expect the unexpected for the rest of this week. I'm Swamp Swami.